Are you ready to take your business to the top? Well, strap in and hold on tight. You're listening to the Top of the Wall podcast from Redwall Marketing. Business and marketing strategies to lift you above the competition and over the wall of mediocrity. Now, here's your host, J.R. Griggs.
Hey, it's J.R. here, and I'm really excited to bring you episode one of the Top of the Wall podcast. This is something that I've wanted to do for quite some time. I love podcasts myself. I think it's just such a great way to absorb information and find great content about different areas. And so as someone who listens to a lot of podcasts lately, I brought back that bug in me to get something out there and just start bringing some extra content, really good content, to, you know, small business owners who might be looking for business and marketing strategies that'll help them grow their business. And that's the idea here. I want to just pack this show with as much content as I can every week with things that are going to help you grow your business. So I'm going to have lots of fun with it. I hope you enjoy the show and the future shows to come. And I'm just excited about what we can possibly do here with this podcast. You know, as the Top of the Wall name indicates, I'm trying to get you to the top. It's a little bit of a play off the name Redwall Marketing, which has its own story behind it. You'll have to, you know, maybe we'll cover that in a podcast about naming companies or something. But that has its own story. But as I sat there and thought about a name, I thought, you know what? There's this wall I'm calling it a wall of like mediocrity. You know, so many businesses fail today. The numbers are astronomical. You look at, 85% of businesses will fail, I think, in the first year and a half. I know there's been that five-year rule, but it seems like they're failing even faster, which could be a good thing because it's more people starting businesses. Not that it's good that they're failing, but there's more people getting out there and doing something on their own. But, you know, when I thought about the businesses that succeed and the ones that don't, you know, I hated the term to use, like there's a ceiling. You know, you've heard like this, sometimes there's a ceiling, I can't get past the ceiling. But I thought of the analogy of a wall because I believe it's something you can climb. I believe there's a hurdle there you can get over. You don't have to be stuck with the statistical business that's struggling to get out of their first year and really struggling to get out of their fifth year. You know, there's a way around that. There's a way over it. There's a way to get to the top. And so that's where the name Top of the Wall kind of came from, was that wall of separation. How do we stand out from the businesses that are going to struggle and they're stagnant? They're just not going to get very far. How do we stand out from that? And that's what I want to bring to you every week in this podcast. So that's kind of the name Top of the Wall. Try to get you guys past the mediocre world of business. And that's why we're going to get into a lot of business and marketing strategy. But today's first episode's entitled Marketing is Everything, because I want to go over how important it is to really market your business and to know marketing and to know business strategy as well. You know, one of my favorite books, The E-Myth, talks about how the average business owner or the average entrepreneur tends to be a technician that got an entrepreneurial itch. They're not the greatest business owner or marketer. They're really good at what they do. And that's, I find that a lot when I work with business owners. They're really good at what they do, whether it's plumbing, electrician, or bakers. And in the book, you'll hear he talks about a baker. But, you know, you could bake the greatest cake in the world, and that's all fine and dandy. But when it comes to running a bakery, it's a whole new ballgame. When it comes to managing the company and marketing the company and selling the product, that's a different game. And that's what I find so many business owners are lacking. And then, of course, because that's lacking, they're seeking help with it, and they tend to make bad decisions or get involved with services that they really didn't need, and they might be missing a lot of opportunities. So my purpose for this podcast is to help you avoid that, to give you that extra skill of business and marketing so that you can be good at what you do, and then you've got this knowledge that you can apply so that you can be good at running a business and marketing it as well. So that's the idea here. As far as format, I don't have all that figured out yet. I'll be honest with you. I'm just kind of winging the format as we go. I've got a general idea of what I want to do. I know that I want to keep it to around 30 minutes in length. I want to, you know, keep it to a nice time where if you're at the gym or driving or something quick, you can, you know, knock out a 30-minute podcast. That's my goal, is to keep it in that time frame. I can also tell you that I plan on doing once a week. However, this first week, I'm going to have five in a row for the first week. So there's going to be five podcasts in a row, and I'm going to call this kind of like an introductory boot camp to my methodology, or to the, you know, to the methods you're going to be learning in this podcast. And so the first five are going to be really good for kind of getting grounded in what the future podcasts will be about, because they will all tie in to this main, let's call it boot camp week, if you will, of information. So I know that after that, it'll probably be once a week. Maybe it picks up later on. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Usually it's going to be myself taking a topic and tackling it, but I also know I want to go out and find experts who are smarter than me to teach certain things or to discuss certain topics where I feel like they might be able to just deliver so much more value to you. I'll have them on the show so that you can kind of hear their insights as well, because I really think that's important. There's so many smart people out there that can help you in your business. And if I can bring them on here, I know that's just going to add even more value to the business. So real quick, I want to tell you just a little bit about myself, since this is the first episode, and I don't want to take too long on it before we get into our topic. But the basics of how I even got into what I do, which is teaching business owners, you know, marketing strategy and business strategy, was really through a series of failures. I just was trying to start my own product and companies and trying to do all kinds of things. I've been an entrepreneur since I was a kid. You know, one of those stories that you typically hear from so many out there who started early. I was that kid that was towing his lawnmower behind his bike, which is hilarious every time I think about it. I mean, I literally had this lawnmower and I attached a rope to the handle and then attached that to my bike. And then I'd put the weed whacker on top of that. And then I'd ride that down the street. And, if your grass was high, I knocked on your door. You know, I knew to go to the doors with the high grass. And, you know, I had a little small business and making money. I remember it was like $10 a cut is what I was charging. And that's big money back then. But I did so many other things. I tried to start a neighborhood newspaper. That didn't go over too well. That was a lot of work. I was literally printing. I don't think I photocopied. I think I was like writing articles, and I just kept writing it. Like, I'd go get five, and I was trying to sell these little newspapers to the neighborhood. That didn't go over so well. What else did I do? I drew pictures and sold those in school. You know, of course, it's not within the rules, but in school, I was the kid that was selling candy. You know, I had candy bars and all kinds of stuff. My mom would go over to Sam's Club for me. I'd give her some money. She'd bring home big, you know, bulk orders of candy for me. And I'd sell them things at school: bubblegum, candy bars, Jolly Ranchers. I think I was selling those for like a nickel a piece. So I was always doing something to make money. So I always knew that at some point, I'd have a business of my own. And as I, you know, worked through and did a lot of sales and marketing stuff growing, you know, through the years, basically, it was car sales and phone sales. And I seemed to gravitate towards sales jobs. I think it was the high reward that intrigued me. In fact, I'll tell you just a quick story. When my wife was pregnant with our first child, I was, you know, looking for a better job. I was working with a friend at the time doing some stuff, and it wasn't really stable. I felt like I needed a better job, something more secure. And I started looking around, and I remember just everywhere I went, it was like $10 an hour. And I'm thinking, I'm not going to survive. I wanted my wife to be able to stay home and take care of our son. I'm not going to survive on $10 an hour. This isn't going to cut it. And I just kept searching and searching and searching for something better. And I heard about car sales, and I decided to check that out. And I had a family member who had worked for a car dealership. So I went down and I spoke to them. And when I saw the potential, I signed up right away, said, "Hey, let's go." And, which was much, much better of a choice, because even though I had to work more, I was generally working way more than 40 hours. It was such a sporadic schedule that I still got to be home with my wife enough, see the kid, see my brand new baby enough, and make, you know, a lot more than I would have, you know, $10 an hour. So always had a desire to go out and get the job that was going to pay more or to start something on my own. And eventually when I did go out and do so, I learned quickly that it was extremely difficult to find a product and a service that people wanted. I was having such a struggle with that. But what I was learning was that the most important thing that I needed to know was marketing. If I couldn't market what I had, it wasn't going to work. So that was the most important thing at the time. And I was studying like mad, everything I could find, websites and SEO and how to run advertising. And eventually that led me to even studying direct mail and how to write copy and how to do follow-up sequences and how to attract new customers and sell more to my current customers. I just started learning as much as I could, absorbing everything. And what happened was, is at the time, while I'm failing to actually start a business, I'm failing to actually get anything started, my boss that I was working for, I was doing sales and marketing for him. He had come over to me and was asking about these things and said, well, let me ask you a couple questions. And he started asking me things about his website and the company and what I would do differently. And I started giving him advice. And every time I gave him advice, he'd come back and go, oh, that worked. Hey, tell me something else. So I tell him something else and it would work. And eventually he's like, can I just pay you to run this? Can I pay you to do this? And I was like, sure, whatever. And so I started running his marketing. And next thing I know, we're at these different events. I was out at a home show with him and we were talking, and the guy in the booth across comes over and starts asking some questions because he heard what I was doing. And at one point I'm standing there speaking to three different business owners about what I've learned, and they're taking notes. And one of them looked at me and said, I would have paid you for that info. And a kind of a light bulb went off. I was like, well, hey, maybe I should just work with some business owners and teach them what I've been doing. And that could pay my bills until I figure out what I'm going to do, you know, what I'm going to be when I grow up. And it just turned out that I was so good at working with these guys that it just kind of branched off from there into doing all kinds of different services and teaching them as much as I could. And I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a fantastic thing to take a company that's already moving or starting up and show them some of these things I know. And just my mind was already on those things. It was already doing so well in that thought process. I already had that mindset of an entrepreneur and a marketer and sales that it just clicked. It just worked. So that's what I've been doing, and just had, you know, tremendous success for my clients, and I love that. And so that's why I decided to take it even further and just do what I can to teach as many business owners as I can, reach as many as I can, because this country's, everybody knows this country's run, it's driven by small business owners. And there's a lot of them that just, they have that passion, they have that risk, that they want to go out and start something amazing, and I want to help them do that. So as you're taking risks in your business, I'm going to take the risk to go out there and teach you what I can and help you grow your business. So enough about me there. I just wanted to cover a little bit of a background just in this first episode. But this will kind of lead into why marketing is so important and why this episode is called Marketing is Everything. And that's the understanding of that. Once I realized that marketing was the answer to all of it, everything I was researching, everything I was doing for every product or idea I had, it didn't matter necessarily how good the product or service was. It mattered if I could market it. You know, did the market want it? Sure, that's going to be important. You need to have a product the market wants, okay? But could I convince the market to buy it, take out their wallet and pay me something? That was even trickier. And it wasn't until I started learning those strategies that I was able to do it for myself and do it for other business owners. So we're going to kind of divide this up into two sections here for this podcast. We're going to talk about how marketing is everything in your business and marketing is everything to your business. So those are the two ways I want you to look at this. So it's one of my favorite terms, that marketing is everything. You'll probably hear me say that a ton, and it always has a dual meaning. So let's look at, I got a little backwards, but let's look at marketing as everything to your business. So the idea here is that again, if you're a baker and you bake great cakes, is there a chance that you could make such great cake and pies and cupcakes and everything else that your business just explodes and you can't handle the demand? Sure, there's a chance. It's the exception, but there's a chance, okay? Maybe that happens. However, you know, with today's market, with how many people are out there, how many businesses are going, you know, and being started, you've got to really stand out. And you've got to really educate the customer as to why your product is so good over theirs. And that's really difficult to do. In fact, one of the things I talk about in my book that you can find more about on the website, redwallmarketing.com, is that I talk about how at one point in time, you could put up a sign in the old days. I'm talking old days here, like small-time neighborhood, okay? If you just put up a sign that you had ice cream, you were the ice cream shop. Everybody knew where to get ice cream, right? That's the ice cream shop. But today, if you were to just sit in front of a computer right now and Google ice cream, you're going to find a ton of locations that are selling ice cream. So how, if you're going to start an ice cream shop, do you stand out and make sure that you're the ice cream shop they go to? It's extremely difficult today. Extremely difficult. You have to have a way to stand out, be in front of the customer, and then once you have the customer, to keep them from ever thinking about visiting some other business for ice cream. They need to be yours permanently. So that is where marketing becomes so important to your business. It doesn't matter how good the cake is. Sure, again, I'll give you that. You could get lucky and have the greatest cake in the world, and it just takes off. It just explodes, and the whole town is raving about your product, and they're gonna fill in your, you know, seats no matter what you do. You could never have to market at all. That's just rarely going to happen. So that is why when it comes to, you know, marketing, it's a must do for your business. You must have the proper elements in place, especially if you're a local business and somebody's searching for you. They need to be able to find you. And once they found you, they need to be convinced that your product's the best and they need your product. So there's a lot involved in that. And as we go through this podcast, we're going to cover as many ideas for you in that regard as we can. A lot of marketing tips, a lot of business strategy, all the latest stuff that we can cover. But always understand that no matter what your product is or how good it is or how long you've been doing it, your marketing's going to have to be what drives people in and keeps them there. So you must have that. Now, the second side of this is the more in-depth part of this, which is marketing is everything in your business. This is where I see a lot of mistakes that business owners are making is misunderstanding what marketing is. So it's important. And yes, it is everything to your business, but it's more than advertising. It's more than a brochure or a website. Because typically when I ask what marketing is, that's the answers I'll get. My advertising, my website, we got brochures, business cards. Well, that's kind of like your outward attempts to reach people. But every little detail of your business is part of your marketing. And this is really hard to grasp. Everything. When a business owner walks into your business, or if you're an online business, if they visit your site, every single component is going to register with them and make up their mind within seconds as to whether or not they want to do business with you. And this example works really good with local businesses, which is what I tend to work with most. But I always tell my clients, hey, look, picture every customer that comes in as a robot. They've got an antenna sticking out of their head, and that antenna is pulling in 1,000 senses at once. So they walk in, the colors of your walls, the cleanliness of the place, the smell, all of it is registering. And they're making a decision right then and there about whether or not to do business with you or come back and do business with you. all of it's gonna click with them. In fact, you know, speaking of smells, I recently was introduced to smell marketing. That's not a joke. I thought I was getting an April Fool's joke when somebody sent it to me. Smell marketing. It's the study of how certain smells affect our buying decisions and our trust factor with people. And they actually have done studies where they'll show people a product and they'll have no scent in the room, just kind of the room is what it is, and they'll ask them to value it. And if I remember in the video I watched, they valued this shoe at like $20 to $30, I guess. Then they had the group leave, brought back a different group, turned on this little smell machine that's got a nice citrus smell to it, and all of a sudden the shoe was worth $60 to $90. I kid you not, look it up, smell marketing. The way your place smells will affect people's buying decision. The way it looks, the way that your staff talks to them, whether they greet them with a smile, the cleanliness of their clothing, it all is a factor in your marketing efforts, your business efforts. Every bit of it is affecting your business. And it was, you know, Ray Kroc with McDonald's, who was, I don't remember the exact quote, but his whole thing was, look, they're going to come for the food, but they're going to come back for the bathrooms. He knew his customer, his real customer, was going to be the moms, and they want clean bathrooms. So his big thing was clean the bathrooms, spotless, because that's what the moms will come back for. Now, I can't necessarily say that every McDonald's I've been in lately has the most perfect bathrooms, but that was what they were founded on, because they knew that that was their big marketing pull. They could bring them in with the burgers. They were going to keep them coming back with the clean bathrooms. And if you're a mom, a parent out there, you know darn well, the places that have the cleanest bathrooms are the ones you remember, the ones you love to deal with. So understanding that every single aspect of your business, from your, yes, your advertising efforts or marketing, of course, and your website and your business cards, all that stuff, yes, absolutely. But once people get into your business, everything that goes on inside of it is part of your marketing. It's part of who you are. It's part of your identity. And it's part of whether or not they're going to take that wallet out, spend some money, come back. Okay. Every single part. And if you've ever watched, you know, sometimes it's just the simplest things. If you ever watched any of the shows like Kitchen Nightmares or Hotel Impossible, Bar Rescue, any of those shows, you'll find it's appalling how some of these business owners have dirty places, but they, you know, are shocked at why customers aren't coming in. You know, forget even the food. And this is a great, just perfect timing. My wife and I went to a Mexican restaurant. I won't give out the name, but we went to a Mexican restaurant. We sat down, and I remember just the place was not the cleanest, most organized. I mean, it wasn't like we saw a bunch of dust. It was just carpeted, and the carpet looked kind of dingy. But this place nearby that we've always wanted to try, and we've heard good things. So we went out and tried it. I get my menu, and I open it up, and it's a little greasy. I mean, it's like one of those plastic laminated menus, you know, but it's actually the one where, like, they insert the page inside. And as I open up my menu, I'm sitting there. It's already kind of greasy. I'm already feeling like, hey, I don't know if I want to be here. All my antenna's going off, and I noticed within minutes the carpet and some other factors, and just within minutes I'm making up my mind already. And as I'm sitting here at the table, I open my menu, and there is mold in the corner of my menu underneath the plastic, the little sheets in there, and right there next to, like, you know, some kind of burrito or something, there's a little black mold on the paper inside the menu. I don't think it's hard to imagine what we did. I showed my wife. She looked at me and said, I'll leave if you want to leave. And I was like, no, I'll leave if you want to leave. And we just kind of got up and we left and ended up eating at Moe's. So we went from restaurant to essentially, I don't want to say fast food. You know, Moe's isn't fast food, but we were actually doing the slow carb diet from Tim Ferriss. So we're looking for like a Mexican type food. And we ended up going to Moe's. And, you know, it just didn't feel like making any other decisions about where we should eat. But the littlest things, your customers are seeing it. And they're not going to complain. I have not complained to that restaurant. I didn't complain. Most people don't want to complain because it's just, they don't want confrontation. They don't want to deal with it, you know? So the way they complain is they won't go back to your business, or they'll walk out before you even have a chance to get their money. They're just not going to say anything. So I always laugh when I see these shows and there's nobody in the restaurant. And they're like, well, nobody's ever complained about our food. Well, nobody's there. What's their complaint about? Nobody's there. They're gone. So remember, your customers aren't going to tell you. So don't assume that because nobody's told you your floor is too dirty for them, that it's just fine. Because I can promise you that the people that are noticing it are not coming back, and they're not going to come up to you and say, hey man, your floor's dirty, so I don't go here anymore. They're just going to go somewhere else. And if you think about it, truly think about it right now, just really think about this. How many times have you gone somewhere, you shopped somewhere, or dined somewhere, and you can't put your finger on it, but there's just something you didn't like about the place? There's some reason why you didn't want to go back. There's just something. Again, another place nearby here that me and my wife have gone to, and I remember I said something about going back, and she's like, I just don't like that place. And I said, why? Is it the food? And she's like, no, the food's not bad. I don't think the food's bad. I just don't like it in there. Something about it. There's just something that's not right with the atmosphere. So think about it. I guarantee you, if you were to just think for a minute about your experiences shopping somewhere, there's probably a place you don't like to go. Could be the temperature. Maybe it's too cold. Maybe it's too warm. Whatever the case is, there's something you didn't like. Maybe the guy behind the counter, the girl behind the counter, something you didn't like. And those little senses go off. But it's not like we walk into a place and go, ah, oh, you know what? I smell something weird, and I'm just, you know, I see a little dirt over there, and, you know, I notice that guy over there, shirt's untucked, and nobody does that. I mean, well, maybe somebody, but you're probably not doing that. But then you leave and you just felt like the experience wasn't that great. Well, that's what's happening. It's those senses going off. So every part of your business is a part of your marketing, every single bit of it. So you need to pay a lot of attention to detail. Make sure that everything's just as right as it could be. Bathrooms are clean and the place is smelling good. And seriously, look into that smell marketing. It's a legit thing, I promise you. You know, that you're positioned in the right place for the customer, and that your product is up to par with what they're looking for. It's for your market. There's a lot to do. There's a lot to think about. And it's overwhelming. Believe me, I sit in front of business owners and they get overwhelmed by the amount of things I tell them could be affecting their business. It is just so overwhelming. But it's not when you truly focus on the mindset behind it. As soon as you get the mindset behind this, your brain starts to think a little differently. You start to look at things a little differently. And here would be a good homework lesson for the week, is take your business, walk through it yourself. Just walk through it yourself. Take a look at your ads. Do you notice anything? Anything different? Your website, is it easy to navigate? Your, you know, any of your brochures, your menus, are they clean? Do they correctly portray the business or the product? Can you find the information fast? Take a walk through. Even better than that, though, have your mom do it, your sister do it, your neighbor do it. Send them through and say, look, just tell me what you see and how easy it is to go through the process. Was there any problems, anything you notice? Take a look at your business from the outside just for this week and see how many things you might be dropping the ball on, okay? And there's a lot we'll go into. There's a whole, you know, bunch more of this that we're going to get into, because there's a lot of little components to your business that we're going to dissect over the future shows, and we're going to really get into some really cool stuff. This is going to be a Hold Nothing Back podcast, and that's why I'm so excited. So again, today's lessons, today's show, marketing's everything for your business. Can't market it, doesn't matter how good the product is. On top of that, marketing is everything in your business. Every aspect, consider it important. Every detail, bathroom, soap, the decorations, every single bit of it. So I want you to, this week, take a look at that and report back even. Contact me on the website. Let me know what you found in your business that you might not have seen before if you hadn't thought about it and thought that maybe there's some things you're missing. walk through your business this week, see what you're missing, see what you might not be understanding about your customers and what they might be seeing, and see how that alone changes your mind about certain processes in your business and might be hurting sales or chasing customers away. So that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed the show. I really do hope that it challenges you in your business and helps you take it to the next level. And I'm excited about the rest of the podcast this week. Again, there will be four more that we're going to go over. And tomorrow's will be a nice little introduction for the next three. And I hope that we can keep you entertained, keep your business growing. And for this week, I want you to remember something. A good business owner is always learning. See you on the next show.
Thanks for listening to the Top of the Wall podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and subscribe to the channel so you don't miss any of the great episodes coming up for you. For more resources and tools to take your business to the top, visit redwallmarketing.com.